All right, it is time to get to today's, this week's, week 11 edition of the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast presented by Brandon Legal Group. If you are an adult male in the state of Florida that was ordered previously to pay permanent alimony, you can save money by reaching out to Brandon Legal Group. And Brandon Legal Group will tell you more about how effective July 1st, 2023, Governor Ron DeSantis signed into Florida law the elimination of permanent alimony. You may be done paying alimony altogether. That is one of the things that will be on the table with the help of Brandon Legal Group. At worst, you're going to get some form of a reduction in your financial obligation. 813-902-3576, 813-902-3576, or visit brandonlegalgroup.com for a free consultation. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. My email for survivor questions, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. You can also follow me on social media at ToddWright2121 on Instagram or Twitter X. We have to go back to last weekend before we look ahead because there were some casualties of week 10. And I'm going to run them down based on how significant the favorites were. We talked about the five biggest favorites at the time of the podcast last week based on the numbers presented in Patrick Everson's weekly updated NFL odds, line spreads, betting trends for every game. He's the senior sports betting reporter of VegasInsider.com. He's very friendly to us on social media. And Patrick, thank you very much for bringing attention to the podcast. So at the time of close last week, the Cowboys, we talked about. If you didn't already use the Cowboys or you weren't planning to use them on Thanksgiving because you're in a format like the Circa format where you need a play on either Thanksgiving Thursday or the new Black Friday game, since Circa and some other formats treat that as a separate week, you were going to force out the Cowboys last week. In a smash spot, probably this year, one of the two or three most predictable blowouts in the National Football League. The number closed at a ridiculous minus 2,500 money line on Dallas. I even thought the total was odd. It was only 38.5. That's where I would have been on the over on the total, thinking Dallas could do that on their own. Cowboys were a 17.5 point favorite at close, according to VegasInsider.com. So there was use on the Cowboys last week, and it was smart use. Then we get to the next few favorites, and you can go back to last week's podcast where I expressed some hesitation, some concern about whether or not these teams should have been as significantly favored as they were. On Monday night, the Bills ended up a minus 390 money line against the Broncos. We questioned that. I factored in how many of you had probably already used the Bills week two, Las Vegas, week three, Washington. There were some big spots. I think they had a blowout in week four as well, or just not be on the Bills because they've had such a bad run since the London trip. But the Bills were upset at home by Denver. Minus 390 was the closing money line on the Bills. I brought up how the Bengals stood stood out in this spot since early August or even before, going up against the Texans, because there was anti-Texan sentiment coming into the season, and how, you know, the Texans in a two-game sample just leading up to this game lost at Carolina before an impressive win. How they did it, not who they did it against, at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But still, I question whether the Bengals, considering the opponent, was the right play, because the Bengals were becoming a team you could use in Survivor format, but I question whether this was the right spot, even though my research in early August said, based on all factors, this was the week to play Cincinnati. It would have been if Tyler Boyd catches that touchdown late. In the end, C.J. Stroud and the Texans come back, and what with a third field goal kicker in 3 weeks, Matt Amendola, they win. All of a sudden, the Texans are on the inside of the playoff picture. The Bengals aren't. The Bills aren't. It's kind of amazing. There's starting to be talk of D'Amico Ryans for Coach of the Year, C.J. Stroud for league MVP. I buy more of the former than the latter. It's going to be tough for a Super Bowl contender, one of the elite teams, to not produce your MVP candidate. But Ryans getting the Texans into the playoffs, yeah. I think that could be Coach of the Year consideration. Bengals closed as a minus 260 money line. Took out anywhere between roughly 30 and 50% in leagues that I monitor. Actually, I saw one number a little lower. So we'll just say 25 to 50% of the casualties last week, including at Circa, went out on Cincinnati being victimized by C.J. Stroud and the Texans. I told you flat out, I like the Browns money line at 2-1 money. It closed at plus 210 against the Ravens. And when I even heard later in the week that the Browns were down their three top offensive tackles, I still fell back on this was a typical Lamar Jackson loses game. And I even said, nobody blows double-digit leads in the fourth quarter like a Lamar Jackson-led Ravens team. And what happened? That. So, and here's where I think the hypocrisy is. And look, we can't all follow everything. I made a major mistake on this podcast a few weeks back where I forgot, leading up to, say, week 9, when I said the Cowboys were a great play against the Rams, which they were. Up 30 late in the first half. I had forgotten that many used the Cowboys in week 2 as a reaction to the Cowboys blowing out the Giants in New York in week 1 and the Jets losing Aaron Rodgers in week 1. So many used the Cowboys in that spot, and I forgot that. And I had to be reminded of it later, and I admitted my mistake. There are many that I like in the media who are now saying about the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, yeah, this Todd Monken system just, it hasn't worked. Yeah, this Lamar Jackson dip in, say, fantasy production was unexpected. Yeah, that wasn't what you were saying a few weeks ago. And as anyone who listens to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast knows, I've been saying for the better part for a while, acknowledging Lamar had a good start to the season fantasy-wise, that Lamar Jackson was not a consistently good dual-threat fantasy quarterback. And now suddenly people are reversing or ignoring what was the truth all along about the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. This also could just be people piling on. Right? When a team loses, you call out the reasons they lost. When a team wins, you praise all the reasons they won. whether you have the research to back it up or not. So can we stop all this Lamar Jackson bullshit about him being an MVP candidate and the Ravens being a Super Bowl contender because of what I've been saying about Lamar Jackson's Ravens, the fact that he has one playoff win and it was against Ryan Tannehill, who's now in bubble wrap for the foreseeable future and will never quarterback in Tennessee again and who knows where. I still don't know why the Ravens spent all that money on Lamar Jackson. Exactly for games like they lost on Sunday to a division opponent in what turns out the last game of the year for Cleveland's controversial franchise quarterback. The news coming out Wednesday morning, Deshaun Watson is done for the year. I'm just going to throw this out there. It's, 11 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Reports were that Cleveland balked when Washington asked for a third-round draft pick next year for Jacoby Brissett. Cleveland now wishes they had done it. I'm wondering if Cleveland and Washington are going to find some sort of loophole here. And if you're not going to see some odd cutting of Jacoby Brissett in the next couple of weeks, and Cleveland claims him on waivers. Now, someone else could claim him on waivers, and Cleveland does Washington a solid down the road. Because I had looked at the prorated money that Cleveland would have owed Brissett if they had given up the third round pick for Washington on Halloween. It was like $2 million. And, you know, I like PJ Walker. I do. I've watched him in the other leagues. But they're not a playoff team with him at quarterback. They're not. They're lacking a quarterback. I mean, they can't even go out and sign Carson Wentz at this point. So, they whiffed on Brissett. I don't know if they countered with a fourth-round pick or, you know, two fourth-round picks. Feels like they just hung up the phone. A decision they regret. But I'm wondering if there's some way Jacoby Brissett can still get to Cleveland in the next few weeks. Some odd, circuitous way since the trade deadline is gone. So, Browns validated my upset pick and took out the Ravens. The other, the Seahawks survived as one of six on a game-ending field goal over the Commanders at minus 255, but so many people had Seattle a few weeks before in a spot where, 60% of people were on Seattle. I think it was week seven were on them. Okay, so let's look ahead now. Let's see if I can just get there. There we go. To Patrick Everson's post about week 11. Again, recording this on Wednesday morning. Ravens-Bengals is the Thursday night game. I don't think you want any part of this on either side. So for those that still are in it, didn't have the Ravens last week, didn't have the Bengals last week, I don't think you're touching the Thursday night game. Ravens, oddly, a minus 200 money line. Huh? I don't get this at all. Did you not just see what happened on Sunday? And that'll be a feisty bunch of Bengals, with or without T. Higgins. Credit to injured pass catchers for showing up big time for their teams over the weekend. Hockenson for Minnesota and Chase for Cincinnati. By the way, if you play fantasy football and you don't know, Season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is continuing along, blasting along. Don't you love when you don't mute your phone and your phone just goes off while you're doing other things? I've muted my phone for pretty much every other Survivor podcast, and then I look at my phone, I'm like, nobody called, nobody texted, and now it's been, four or five times? The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast via JoeBucksFan.com, available also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. There's a gentleman who often asks on Twitter X why my podcasts are on Spotify. Because my podcasts are free. You're not paying for my podcasts. You want to pay for podcasts? Go ahead. I think I want my content to be free. That's why. Let's see. So biggest, we just talked about Ravens-Bengals. There's not going to be a lot of Survivor action there. Biggest favorite, well, I'll tell you what, before we do that, and granted, the book last week, that the book that I did for the season where I picked a team every week before the season ever began, back in early August, it was Cincinnati last week. So that was wrong. So that made the book on the year 8-2. The other loser was Jacksonville in week 3. So 8-2. And Grand Survivor, that's not good enough because 1 and you're out. But 8-2. The book, here were the 4 that stood out in order of how it worked out. San Francisco week 11 was the play based on my research in early August. All right? And San Francisco this week is the biggest money line favorite at -670 at home and a 10.5-point favorite over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you have not used the Niners, this would be an awesome spot to do so. The next team that I had listed, well, there were 3 others that were potentially in play when I did my research in early August. The Niners were the best play for the season based on all factors. The other 3, and this was early August research, Miami, Jacksonville, Detroit. Let's see how accurate my research was. Miami is a -650 money line against Las Vegas this weekend. Home spot, non-divisional game. Raiders have won their last 2 under their new coach. They're kind of due to get their ass kicked. Dolphins are coming off a bye. A lot of factors here. Raiders, you know, play their games in a climate-controlled facility. It will not be climate-controlled. And for those of you that are a little chilly around the country, in Florida, it's not. Nope. I'm booking golf reservations for Thanksgiving morning, which I do just about every year. And it's going to be, I will be playing golf in short sleeves and shorts on Thanksgiving. So Dolphins -650 money line. How about this? Is this odd? Niners are a -670 money line as a 10.5-point favorite. Dolphins are a -650 money line as an 11.5-point favorite. I had Detroit listed as one of my 4. They are a -390 favorite over the Bears, where we may get the return of Justin Fields. And you know what? That's perfect timing for how the Lions rush the passer. Because the one thing Tyson Bagent did significantly better than Justin Fields was not take sacks. Justin Fields takes sacks. And against Aiden Hutchinson and that Lions defense, yeah. Lions -390, -9.5. Many use the Lions week 5. In my research in early August, I had them in week 5 against Carolina. But if you haven't, and if you're not saving them for Thanksgiving, that's the spot this week. My other one was the Jaguars, who are at home against the Titans. The film on Will Levis, there's more tape on him now. There's more film. There's more tendencies. There's more flaws. There's more ways to show him things he's not ready for. Pittsburgh did it, and then Tampa Bay did it after he was able to hit those long throws in his debut. Jaguars -295, -6.5 against the Titans. Ooh, only 6.5? Yeah. I like that Jags -6.5 this week. That's for sure. So Jacksonville, a play, if you haven't used them. Other big money lines. This tells you how much the Giants have given up. The Commanders, who have been an anti-play even after winning in week one against Arizona. The Commanders are a minus 500 money line against the New York Giants. That's how shitty the New York Giants are. So, if you didn't use the Commanders in week one, as I actually did, and sweated out a win over Josh Dobbs in Arizona, there's going to be play on the Commanders this week as the anti-NYG play for another week. What else? Cowboys are a minus 590 at Carolina. Okay, I don't expect this to get a lot of play, and for all the reasons we've already talked about last week. Many use the Cowboys week two. I use the Cowboys, say, week nine against the Rams. There was a percentage there. It was smaller than I expected, but it was there. Then the big spot last week, sort of, I called it the force out. If you weren't planning to use them on Thanksgiving, no matter the structure of your pool, whether that's its own week or not, you were going to use them last week as an anti-NYG play. So the percentage on the Cowboys this week should be low. Single digits, 5% or less. Even though they're a minus 590 money line. It is a non-divisional game. Cowboys are on the road. I'm just going to say it one more frickin' time. Now, I bring this number up regularly, and you've heard me bring it up. Brought it up before the Arizona game they lost week three. Brought it up before the Eagles game they lost week nine. The Cowboys, in their last 24 games, regular season or postseason on a grass surface, are 6-18. Not against the spread, win or lose. 6-18, money line, straight up. 6-18. As Barney would say from How I Met Your Mother, it's a thing. It's a thing. The Cowboys are not built for grass. They're not. They win one of every four games on grass their last 24 in the regular season or playoffs. Does that mean they're going to lose at Carolina? No, because one of every four means you lose three of every four, not all of them. So this is probably one they win. But just remember that fact. They probably win this one. They got another one in Miami on Christmas Eve. So remember that stat of the Cowboys on grass. They may get away with this one, but if you look up and why are the Cowboys struggling at Carolina? Why is this game only 16-14 in the fourth quarter? One more time. The Cowboys are 6-18 in their last 24 games played on a grass surface, regular season or postseason games. Doesn't mean they lose all of them. Means they lose 75% of them. Bills minus 330 at home against the Jets. Yeah, who's touching the Bills right now? The Todd Wright Toddcast this week talks about teams trading for a head coach like Denver just did for Sean Payton. And one of my scenarios is Buffalo trading for Brian Daboll. Not to bring him back as OC, to bring him back as head coach. And allow him to build his staff as he wishes to save Josh Allen and keep this potential Super Bowl contending window open. Those are Texans are minus 200 money line against Arizona at plus 168, even with Kyler Murray and even with Arizona coming off a win. I love how Arizona just beat Arthur Smith and he gets the vote of confidence in Arizona. Liberty Bibbity. Can you play the Texans this week? If it wasn't Kyler Murray, I'd consider it. I still think the Texans will win the game, but they're still the Texans. A few weeks ago, they lost to Carolina. Granted, it's a non-divisional game, but Kyler Murray's back. James Conner's back. Texans could read some of their press clippings this week. They're getting there. They're getting there, but we've seen this before. This could be a letdown game for the Texans, but I mean, if you're desperate, let's just play along here. Let's say of the big favorites, the biggest favorite is the 49ers. Let's say you use them, and I'd say 70% or more have already used the 49ers, unless you played the total long game and were saving them for this spot all season, kind of like I did when I planned out the whole year. And you use the Dolphins when they were rolling up those huge numbers early in the season. And then they were playing the Giants without Saquon Barkley. And you're like, well, I got to take them. Okay. So you can't use the Dolphins this week. You can't use the Lions this week because you also used them earlier in the year, maybe week five against Carolina. So you don't have the Lions to use, or you're saving them for Thanksgiving Day. You can't use the Bills, which I don't think you'd want to do against the Jets anyway. Let's just pose the question. If you have none of those to use for whatever reason, used or saving, and you've got to use either the Jags at home against the Titans as a minus 295 money line as of Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern time. The Texans a minus 200 money line. All of a sudden, the anti-Texans play becomes an actual Texans play by week 11. How about that? Or the Commanders at minus 500 against the Giants. Which of those three? Because I would say a number of you still have the Jags. The Jags' highest play rate this year was in the game they lost to the Texans in week 3. So we're going to see some Jaguars action this week. We're going to see some Commanders action. They got play in week 1 and not since. And we're going to see a sprinkle of Texans action. But against Kyler Murray in Arizona, or less. That's my over-under on the Texans play. 10% or less. We'll see. Is there anything else out there that everything else looks... Broncos hosting Vikings. Two suddenly viable teams. I don't think there's going to be a lot of action there either way. And Cowboys 590. I don't think many have the Cowboys to play. Chargers, minus 172 at Green Bay. No. Many of you got away with the Chargers on that, Sunday night game against the Bears. And you're just thrilled you got away with using Brandon Staley. And he didn't disappoint you. Green Bay can win that game. Home dog getting 3, plus 144 money line. Awful win. Yeah, Green Bay can win that game. I wouldn't play the Chargers there. Anything else? Browns were favored against the Steelers. That's probably going to flip now with no Deshaun Watson. And the other games are, you know, Rams, Seahawks, no thanks. Chiefs, Eagles, great game to watch. I'm not going to play it. Either way, both teams coming off bye with even an extra day plus of rest. That should be good entertainment on Monday to start Thanksgiving week. We'll be back with you next week where we'll look at Thanksgiving two different ways as its own week for Thursday, Friday. And then we'll look at everything as one week, which will be Thursday, Friday, and then Sunday and Monday games. You can send me any of your Survivor football questions at write.todd@yahoo.com. write.todd@yahoo.com. Bigger percentage this week on the Jaguars or the Commanders? I'd say the Jags. Jags will get a bigger percentage this week than the Commanders. But the Commanders in play as an anti-Giants play. But yeah, I'll say Jaguars gets more action. Might not be much. But I don't think many have considered playing the Jags in bulk. And I mean, the Titans just going out and putting up six against the Bucks, who had lost four in a row. It just kind of reinforces the Titans are, they're shitty. Yeah, they're shitty. And the Jags are better than how they played last week against the 49ers. All right, that's enough from me. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast presented by Brandon Legal Group. Good luck. We'll talk to you before Thanksgiving Day.